If David Gerald wrote Cthulhu, it'd have lots more technical stuff. Time travel, adoption, and maybe the option for Shoggoths to purr and have fluff. No more war with the Cthor, they're our allies, fighting for the first three letters of their name. If David Gerald wrote Cthulhu, overwrought cosmic horror would not be the same. If Vonda McIntyre wrote Snakes on a Plane, the snakes would be good guys, not bad. Samuel L. Jackson would burst into action, and then he'd get bitten real bad. A few judicious edits saved the plane during the credits, thanks to starfarers on the Enterprise. If Vonda McIntyre wrote Snakes on a Plane, we could dream not a single snake dies. If Michael Bay did Adventure Time, if George R.R. Martin wrote Smurfs, if J.J. Abrams did Daredevil, no lens flares, if Jack Kirby never heard of Surf, if Brad W. Foster drew Deadpool, black and white gore but sensual and cute, elves and dragons would dance while Wade shot up some ants cause he thought Scott Lang ripped off his suit. If Leslie Turek gave up smoffing, well, we just don't know what we would do. So be glad she's still running conventions, cause if not for her, it might be you. Okay, that last part wasn't a mashup, and this next part will not be as well. We're so thrilled that one guest is on the ISS, but how the hell do you pronounce Kiel? Kiel, Kajel, Kajol, Cajun, Creole, Dr. Lindgren! Anyway, here's a song for Saswan, the Worldcon of 2015. If it's your ears I'm bending, well, thanks for attending, and I hope we also bend what's in between. We're all here cause it's great to create and speculate about the worlds we have yet to explore. As for me, well, I hope you've enjoyed all these tropes. Now I'm back to composing the score of the musical opus on which I rest my hopes. Jerry Bruckheimer presents a film by Roland Emmerich with a script by Joe Straczynski from a story by Joss Whedon starring Michael Fassbender and the guys from Sharknado in Lord of the Sorcerers, Horrible Avenging Mutant Steampunk Ponies of Gold.